Here we go.
Triple M's Fair Dinkum Department.
Order!
Thanks to Steve and the team at Fair Dinkum Floor Coverings in Wauchope. Fair Dinkum Flooring. You say it, they lay it.
Yes, Fair Dinkum Flooring getting behind the Fair Dinkum Department. And joining us this week is Kelly Sadie and Di Bannister from Lifeline. Well done. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Now, how's things in the world of Lifeline?
Well, I thought I was going to say, it's Fair Dinkum.
Well, it's Fair Dinkum. Well done. Yes, it is Fair Dinkum. We'll take that. One box ticked. Very good.
Yeah, look, how much more Fair Dinkum can you get than the service that we offer to our Aussies?
Absolutely.
Our fellow Aussies.
And it is a service that is getting filled and filled with more and more people from the mid-North Coast getting behind it. Am I right?
Absolutely. In fact, there's 13 of those people getting behind it right now, doing assessment, ready to go on the phone.
Oh, so fantastic. Well done. Because we did a big push for you guys for your recruitment drive, didn't we?
And it paid off, Strawny.
Well, I am glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're going to debunk all things Fair Dinkum, much like the two Fair Dinkum ladies in front of me right now. So the first question this week, girls. Mm-hmm. There is a person in Australia who a couple of days ago took away $50 million in the lotto.
Mm.
Now, normally you get people that give the standard answer of, I'll still work and, blah, blah, blah. This person has flat out gone and said, I'm never working again. So I put it to you, is it Fair Dinkum to never work again after winning $50 million? Mm. Or do you go to work and do, you know, what you do best?
What a question.
Especially for us.
Mm. When we love what we do.
That's right.
And we ask volunteers to do what we do. So, what do we do? What do you think, Kel? I think $50 million is a lot of money, so maybe it would be a job spending it on its own. There's a job already.
There you go. And obviously spending it wisely.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or being totally frivolous and having fun.
Oh, I reckon the three of us could have a bit of fun with 50 million.
I think we could. I think we could.
What do you do with 50 mil?
50 mil, it's a lot of money. And as you say, it would be a full-time job working out what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have a whole heap of new friends, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You'd have to cull that. I mean, there's a job on its own.
Yeah.
Working out who you want in your friendship group.
Absolutely.
Because you get them knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
And when I've thought about this before and thought of doing philanthropic things, you know, like set up this organisation and do that, my husband goes, what about our family? What about our family? Look after them first, you know. And I'm like, yeah, well, 50 mil, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I could probably buy some help for you guys.
Yes. Well, that's what's going through my mind. Imagine the people that you could get to help you out on things.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We could get people to help out with
life
family.
Life admin.
Yes.
Life admin.
Oh, you'd have a life admin person.
Helping with
you
the banking.
You could have another number, the life admin line.
Okay. Well, we're going to fund that, the life admin line.
The life admin line.
Some of our participants have talked about that, actually, like how much it takes to get through Service New South Wales and Centrelink. And our peer support workers help them with that. But if we could fund a service to help people get through life admin.
Life admin line.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome, girls. Mm. So we can say it's safe to say then that this bloke's Fair Dinkum in, walking away from it. Yep. Okay. Mm. Fantastic.
Fair Dinkum, yep.
Yep, that's right. Tick. The two most Fair Dinkum ladies on the Mid-North Coast. It's the verdict's in. Very good. Yep. Okay, number two. Now, there was a story that came out late last week about some unlikely pet companions. It was a dog and a magpie. I don't know if you saw that, but...
Yeah.
Some very, I wasn't in favour of it, but the government separated the poor magpie and this dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Yes. And now it's come out that the family have been trying to get a hold of Stephen Miles to decide the fate of Molly the magpie.
Are these the ones that are online?
Yeah.
These are the ones that are online.
Yes.
So they've been separated.
They have been separated by the Queensland government. Is that Fair Dinkum, ladies, or not?
What a crock of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That a wild animal that was happy, that was loved, integrated, was well loved, is now taken away and put where?
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible,
isn't
it? So. Mm.
Yeah. So I'm deeming that not dinkum.
That's not dinkum. That's un-Australian.
Absolutely. So the race is on now to get the magpie
Molly
back to the...
reunited with her dog friend.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
And they were inseparable. They they used to go to sleep with one another.
Yeah, I've seen them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think, that's not on.
No. So
that's not dinkum.
And it's not dinkum. And Stephen Miles better get back in the book.
Come on, Stephen.
The good book of dinkum and do the right thing. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Now, lastly, girls, a bit of a lifeline update. How are you guys going? I know we touched on it in the beginning, but you're very busy with all of the people from the latest recruitment drive and some new programs, Kel, you were talking about too, that are going to get off the ground shortly.
Yeah. So we've got our Eclipse groups are growing. So they're about to start up again, where we've got people coming in getting support for suicide attempting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's grown into more groups where we're opening up groups now for people living with suicide ideation and self-harming.
Mm-hmm.
So we're piloting those groups this year. And we're also starting up a carers group. So for people living with someone who's living with suicidality in their lives. Living with, it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, could be a flatmate.
Mm.
If you find yourself in a caring position for someone who has suicide ideations and you're taking them to hospital, caring for them, we've got a support group coming up for that, for the carers.
That is so great because it's a very real thing. And I came in contact with that recently, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's so good to hear because I'm going to let them know that when we come off air today because yes, it's a lot to have carrying around with you every day and you want to do the right thing.
It's hard because you feel you've got a burden of responsibility of someone's lives in your hand and you don't know when to make the call, if you're taking them to hospital or to sit beside them and listen and we can help support that.
Absolutely. And Di, what about your neck of the woods, my dear? How's things travelling there?
Lifeline is getting more calls every day and we're hoping to get more volunteers to help us answer those. And as you said earlier, we've got 13 students just at assessment phase right now, thanks
very
to your
good.
Support.
Oh, don't
earlier,
be silly.
It was awesome. We got lots of people on the night.
Very good.
And I think as a team, we're going amazingly well. We're our local team here is 70-odd volunteers.
That is fantastic to
Isn't
hear. Unbelievable. Well done, guys.
Volunteers week coming up
and we've
next
got volunteers
month.
Coming week coming up where we'll pay tribute to them. But I think we should always be paying tribute to our volunteers in all walks, but particularly those amazing people that take those calls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, Di and Kel, for coming in today once again for the Fair Dinkum Department. Consider yourselves both Dinkum, and you are now part of the roster. Well done.
Thank you.
Di Manasseh, right. Kelly Sadie from Lifeline Midcoast. Guys, you know what you can do. Go and buy something from your Lifeline shops
Absolutely.
And support this great organisation. We'll be back with more after this.